In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ healing 10 lepers. And yet only one of them came back to him after they went away. One of them came back to the Lord. And the Lord said that man alone was truly saved, truly made whole. His spirit, his soul was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he asked the question after the story, where are the nine? Where are the nine? Well, this is a story, this is a picture, a type of how many are called, but few are chosen. In verse 11 it says that he came to Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven. He was born in Bethlehem, a child. The child was born, but the Son was given, the eternal Son of the Most High God, ever with the Father, came to this earth to redeem his people, to save his people from their sin. No, not to try to save anyone, but to save his people. Came to a manger of Bethlehem, raised a child and a young man, and Nazareth was at a carpenter shop. All his life he was headed to Jerusalem. He was headed to Calvary's tree outside of Jerusalem, where he would hang on that tree as a substitute, as a sin offering to God for his people. That's why he came. Yes, he came to live as a righteous man, to glorify God, but he came to die. For this cause, he said, I came into the world, to die a sin offering, a substitute for his people. Well, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. The Lord Jesus Christ came and went into various villages and towns and cities throughout the land, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, preaching repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But he passed through several places and didn't save anyone. Jericho was a very large city at that time. And it says he did not save one single person inside of Jericho. He saved a man, a blind man, on the way into Jericho, and on the way out, he went to the home of a publican named Zacchaeus. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus can save anyone? Do you believe that God can save anyone? Do you believe that? Most people would say yes. Most professing Christians would say yes. Then why doesn't he? If he can, why doesn't he? Why aren't all people saved? Well, someone may say, because they won't let him. Well, then he can't save. There's people he can't save. They won't let him. I just ask you, can he save whom he will? Yes, he can. And the reason he doesn't is because salvation's of the Lord. It's not his will to save everyone, but it is his will to save someone. And it says that he came and there was a certain village, verse 12, a certain village. Often it says this in Scripture. A certain man, a certain woman. The Lord came to do a certain work for certain people. Did he do it? He most certainly did. Salvation is certain for all whom God chose, all who God loves, all whom Christ died for, and everyone whom the Holy Spirit sends the gospel to. Salvation is certain, fixed, ordered, not up to chance, but up to God's will and purpose. Verse 12, he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers and stood afar off. 10 men that were lepers. Now, leprosy was a deadly, fatal disease. And all these 10 men had it. They were dying. They were dead while they yet lived. Leprosy was a disease that started on the inside. It showed no outward sign until later. But eventually, until this disease on the inside would corrupt the whole man from his feet to his head until there was no good flesh in him. The flesh would just be totally corrupt and filthy and rotten until they would die. This is a picture of sin, that sin is on the inside. It may not manifest itself. It may not show itself on the outside until later. Scripture says we're born in sin. David wrote, in sin did my mother conceive me. It says the wicked go astray from the womb. They go astray speaking lies. Men and women, we're born that way. Our little children, we don't have to teach them how to lie and how to cheat and how to steal and how to lust and all. It's in them. Just wait a while, it'll come out. And if Christ doesn't do something about this sin, we'll die forever. Oh, Scripture says we are born dead in trespasses and sin. Ephesians 2 says, of some, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. The salvation's of the Lord, you say. Not up to man. Man's dead. But Christ said, I am come to give them life. Well, these 10 men were lepers, and it says they stood afar off. This is a picture of how every sinner is afar off from God. Sin has separated us from God, and we can't come nigh until we're called. Sin has separated us, and we're afar off, and the only way we're brought to God is by His mercy and grace, and by His Spirit, and by His power, and by His gospel, according to His will. Well, they stood afar off, but they called. What can a sinner do? He can call on the Lord. But I'll tell you this, what the Scripture says, whoever calls does so because He called them. Because you won't even call. Scripture says, Christ said, no man can come unto me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him. If anyone calls on the Lord, it's the Lord that caused them, made them to call. Yes, Philippians 2:13 says, it is God which worketh in us both to will and do of His good pleasure. So these men called. They all called. Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. They all called. They were all in trouble. They're all in pain, suffering, sorrow. They all experienced loss. Perhaps they'd lost their job. You know they did. They were lepers. They'd lost their health. They lost their happiness. They lost their families, perhaps. Lost their friends because of this terrible disease. Now, Jesus, help us. And that sounds familiar. Many people today get in trouble and they start calling on Jesus, calling on God. People get in pain and suffering or experience some trouble or a bad marriage or sickness or near-death experience or whatever. And so they get religion. They call on God. But usually when the pain and suffering is gone, when the trouble is over, so are they. They're gone. Well, these all called. And verse 14 says, He saw them. The Lord Jesus Christ looked on them. Yes. God's eyes behold, His eyelids try all the sons of men. Scripture says His tender mercies over all His works. If anyone has anything, God gave it to them. If anyone knows anything, God taught them. If anyone is healed, God healed them. No, there are means and methods of doctors and medicines and hospitals and surgery and all that, but it's God. He still gets all the glory. He's the one that ordained it all. Well, they called and said, have mercy upon us. And God is so merciful, but this doesn't mean they were saved. No, no, no. He healed them of leprosy, but it didn't save their souls. The Lord went around this earth doing good and healing many diseases, and it doesn't mean He saved their soul. That's our great need, is have our souls saved, have mercy upon our sin-sick, dead and dying soul. Well, He saw them and said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Go show yourselves unto the priests. Now, what this is alluding to is Leviticus 13 and 14, story back there of how a leper was to come to the priest in the temple, and the priest was to make a sacrifice for them, a blood sacrifice, in order to cleanse their leprosy. Well, these men went and didn't make it to the temple, but they were healed on the way. But the story in Leviticus 13 is a wonderful one. It's a story of salvation, and as for mercy is for sinners. That's what it's about. I'll just tell you what it's about. In Leviticus 13, the Scripture says that if a man or woman or whomever would come to the high priest and he had some leprosy, but he had some good flesh, some good places still on his skin here and there, but just a few spots here and there of leprosy, it says the priest would pronounce that person unclean. That if that person had any good flesh, the priest would pronounce them unclean. However, if someone came and it says they were covered with leprosy from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, there was no good flesh in them, but nothing but ugly, rotten, corrupt, stinking, flesh of leprosy, dying flesh, all over them. No good flesh. The priest would then pronounce them clean. You say, I don't understand. Well, anyone that's been truly healed of leprosy, had their sins forgiven, they understand. What this represents is someone who comes to God, who comes to Christ, must come as a sinner through and through, like a sinner in Romans 7. Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. He said, what I want to do, I cannot do. What I cannot do, I want to do, but I can't. Do you understand that? Christ said, I didn't come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners to repent. I didn't come to call people that had some good in them, because Scripture says there's none that doeth good. No, not one. But everyone that comes to God is a sinner through and through. You know what he does? He heals them. He has mercy upon them. Well, but one of these men, they were all healed temporarily, that is, of their leprosy. But one of them, when he saw he was healed, he turned back. He left his fellow lepers, and wherever they went back to their homes and families, back to their religion, back to the town, back to the world. They didn't turn and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. They went back. Well, this man turned back to the Lord Jesus Christ, with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet. That is, at the feet of God, because Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. And this man realized that that one who healed him, that spoke to him, is none other than God manifest in the flesh, the healer of sin-sick souls, of dying souls. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, glorifying him. Thank you, Lord, for not just healing my body, but for saving my soul. Thank you. I didn't deserve it, but I sure thank you. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Where are the 9? That's the question today. Where are those that have truly been saved from their sin? Where are those who God has truly had mercy upon their hell-deserving souls, that glorify God, that give Him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for His mercy, for His grace, for His substitutionary work on Calvary's tree, for His blood? Do you hear that where you go to church? Or is it mostly a social organization all about how you can be a better husband and wife and better to your children and be a better citizen and be healthy and wealthy and wise? Oh no, the gospel's all about salvation from sin and giving glory to God, because salvation is of the Lord. And so the Lord Jesus Christ said to this one man, this remnant, the tenth, at 1 out of 10 came to Christ, thanking Him, giving Him all the glory. And He said, arise, go thy way, man, thy faith hath made thee whole. What is faith? It's to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a sinner needing mercy from God, coming to God by Christ, and God will indeed have mercy on that sinner. What about you? Salvation is for lepers, for sinners. Until next Sunday, amen.